Sunday, March 28th. What a glorious night of sleep. I treasure it for Lyndon like I would a 4-carat diamond on my finger. We had coffee in bed, and then all of us gathered around the breakfast table at about 10, having disposed of the idea for going to church. And I, great advocate of going to church, was delighted to omit it. And then we ate like we were never going to have another meal. First came scrambled eggs and fried eggs with home-cured bacon, thick and luscious. But even Buford Ellington used to incomparable Tennessee ham, acknowledged as superior. I'd had my mind on grits, and sure enough, in came a big dish of grits, followed by a dish of hot pancakes and more bacon and syrup and melted butter. We all threw discretion to the winds and had a banquet. The sun was shining golden, although it was crisp, cold weather. We all went for a walk, not a long one, and then over to bowl. We played 3 games, and my score of 138 was the best I've ever gotten. Jack and I were on one side, Lyndon and Mary Margaret on the other, and the Ellingtons and Whites divided between us. It was the first time, practically, for the last 2 couples. But everybody was good sport and good fun. We thought we never would eat again, but hamburgers were welcome by the time Marianne Means and her beau arrived and the Marvin Watsons. Then both Lyndon and I lay down for a nap, and I barely brought myself out of bed in time to listen to Dr. Martin Luther King at 6 o'clock on Meet the Press. He was quiet and measured and dignified. Very wise attitude, I thought. I discovered that everybody else had had some more walk and some more bowling while I was still asleep, but some were ready for another try at bowling, and I had 3 more games. 2 awful, but once chalking up 134. The day had seen another shot in the arm for the beauty program. We gave out the story, and it was fairly well carried, of Mary Lasker's giving 9,300 azalea bushes, flowering dogwoods, and other plants to put along Pennsylvania Avenue, a total of $25,000 gift. It will be a blaze of eye-catching color in the late spring. All of which made me think that Eastman Camera Company, or whoever it is that makes most of the film, ought to be interested in this program, ought to be a contributor to it. I talked to Buford Ellington about it, and he said he knew a good many of the heads of the company and would explore it. He also talked to me about going to Ponte Vedra, Florida, for a meeting sponsored by Sears and Roebuck of HANDS, H-A-N-D-S, their community development program to paint up, fix up, plant up communities. Sears and Roebuck is given $200,000 a year, channeled through garden clubs, for such purposes. It was a good weekend of talk, ranging the field from press relations to appointees to Lyndon's place in history, and best of all, interesting reminiscences.